Welcome to the Voice Me podcast, information and advice on the world of voiceover, presented by voiceme.co.za, the South African search directory for voice artists and related services. I'm Andrew Sutherland, founder of Voice Me, and in this episode, I'm going to go over the promos, lineups, and imaging VO category. Promos, lineups, and imaging is an exhilarating journey. It's a niche within the voiceover industry that demands versatility, creativity, and a deep understanding of the ever-evolving media landscape. Let's take a closer look at this exciting category, exploring the diverse styles, resources, and fascinating facts that make it an integral part of the audiovisual experience. This category of voiceovers are ubiquitous in our daily media consumption. Turn on the TV and you'll hear the commanding voice guiding you through the evening's programming. Switch on the radio and a friendly voice will introduce you to the day's top hits. Beyond traditional media, though, podcasts and streaming services have also embraced this style of voiceover. Streaming platforms leverage promos to announce upcoming releases, and podcasts use imaging voiceovers to establish a recognizable brand identity. One of the great parts of working in this genre, though, is the ability to flex your vocal muscles across various styles. From the authoritative and impactful tones that introduce a blockbuster movie on TV, to the upbeat and energetic vibes that announce radio station lineups, the range is vast. Promos also often call for a compelling, persuasive style. Think about those gripping TV trailers that leave you on the edge of your seat, eagerly anticipating the next episode of your favorite show or the release of a blockbuster film. It's a skill to infuse just the right amount of excitement and drama into a short script. Lineups, on the other hand, often require a friendly and approachable tone. Whether it's introducing radio shows or outlining the schedule for a TV channel, the goal is to engage the audience and make them feel connected. This style demands a conversational flair, as if you're having a one-on-one chat with the listener. Imaging voiceovers bring another layer to the table. Often used in radio and TV, these voiceovers involve creating a distinctive sonic brand for a station. It could be a catchy jingle or the station identification. Importantly, honing your skills through workshops and classes can make a significant difference. Many voiceover coaches specialize in promo and imaging work, providing valuable insights and techniques to stand out in this competitive field. And because you need to be extremely versatile, I'd highly recommend spending some coaching time on this category specifically. The impact of a well-executed promo, lineup, or imaging voiceover is undeniable. Furthermore, a carefully crafted promo voiceover can significantly influence a viewer's decision to watch a show or a movie or tune into a specific station. In this age of information overload, a captivating voice can be the difference between a passerby and an engaged audience. In this space, it's a thrilling genre for voice actors. It's all about capturing attention, creating an emotional connection, and leaving a lasting impression. And that's all for this week's episode. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me and my support team at support@voiceme.co.za. Leave a comment here or give me a call on 0861-VOICE-ME. That's 0861-864-2363 if you're in South Africa. And to sign up for a Voice Me profile, register from the homepage at voiceme.co.za. I strongly believe a constructive social environment for our users, whether they be artists, clients, producers, or talent agents, is highly beneficial for our industry. Like, follow, and engage with VoiceMe and each other on at VoiceMeSA on all social networks. If you liked this episode, please like, share, subscribe, turn on automatic downloads, or click the bell icon to get notified so you don't miss our next one. I'm Andrew Sutherland, and that's all from me here at VoiceMe for the week. Cheers for now.